in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's read together from God's Word. I'll begin with verse 35. 15, verse 35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Why, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may be chance of wheat, or some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All bodies not the same flesh. There is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish. There are celestial bodies, and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Now, verse 51. Still with me? Somebody said this verse would be a good one to put over the nursery door at the church. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. Now, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, then be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, you may be seated. Amen. One of the most exciting things in this old world is to know that we're going to get a brand new body one of these days. It'll be cancer-free. The eyes won't wear out. The ears will always hear well. You'll have a brand new body, and it will never grow old. My grandfather was really, I guess you'd say, he was a mountaineer. The little Methodist church near him asked me to come and preach on Easter Sunday morning, and I said, well, I let me stand on my grandfather's tombstone and preach. They said, that'd be fine with us. And I preached in the text, I am the resurrection, the life. Because I live, you also shall live. What a, I had the little guy in those overalls and the wiping tears. What a time we had. You see, we'll get a brand new body. I remember the old Statesman Quartet used to sing, is that all there is, my friend? Is that all there is? You remember they used to sing, it's not all over. It's really just begun. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and get a brand new body. And just about the time the devil thinks he's wore his plumb out, we'll start all over again, and it will never end. Hallelujah be to God. When my grandson was so bad in the hospital and dying, I went to visit him in Chicago, and my son said, Dad, we'll go in the room. And I said, no, Mark, I just came to be with you a little bit. I'd rather not. And he said, yeah, I want you to come in with me, Dad. We went in together, and they'd already done the surgery on his head, but it didn't work. The aneurysm had already done its damage. And he had a great big old globe, the thing on the wall, catching blood, and everything was hooked up to him, and he was completely gone mentally, knew nothing. And Mark and me stood by, and my son didn't say very much. He kept biting his lip, and pushing back the tears, and finally said, Dad, I want to ask you something. He said, all this preaching I heard you do all of my life, did you mean it? Or did they just hire you to do it? He said, do you think that someday, Philip, we'll play ball again? And we'll go fishing again? I said, Mark, as sure as you're standing there, he'll play ball better than he's ever played in his life. He'll catch more fish than he's ever caught. That's the way it is. We're going to get a brand new beginning. Now, Jesus raised Lazarus. The son of the widow of Nain was raised. Elisha had his beautiful experience with a Shunammite woman. But Jesus, it says, was the first fruits of the resurrection. Sown in corruption, raised in incorruption. Now, when this glorious resurrection takes place, you will be you, not somebody else, nor something else. You will be you. Aren't you glad? The Bible said you will know even as you also are known. Somebody asked me one day, said, do you think you'll know your friends in heaven? I said, well, I suspect I'll have at least as much sense over there as I had down here. But you will know like you also are known. You see, the body is not something vague just floating through space. It's not a worm crawling around somewhere trying to evolute. It's a child of God going to heaven, getting a brand new body to live forever in the presence of God. Now, when you get this glorified body, it would mean the removal of all limitations. That's what excites me so much. I tell you, this limitation thing eats at me, folks. Every day and night, it eats at me. It's my enemy all the time. And yours too. You discover your arms aren't long enough. The brain is not smart enough. The heart is not powerful enough. You want to help so bad. The other night, a man brought his little boy to see me after I preached. He said, my son has a very rare disease. His skin is as sore as a rising all over 24 hours a day. Incurable. He's dying a little bit at a time. And he can't stand for anybody to touch him. The dad had those big soft pillows. He was carrying him in those pillows. But he said, he likes you, Brother Hoots. He wants to hug you. I said, okay. He put those little arms around me. What he did, he screamed at the top of his voice in pain. Oh, how I wanted to touch him. But one of these days on the other side, there will be no limitations. I've always wanted to tell Jesus how much I love him. I'd like to tell you how much I love you, but I can't. I'm not smart enough. I'm too limited. But some glad morning, glory be to Jesus, I'll get a glorified body and a glorified mind, and then there'll be no limitations ever again. Bless his name. You'll be immortal. For the Bible said, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Because I live, you shall live. We shall also bear the image, he said, of the heavenly. Can you believe this? You are going to bear the image of the heavenly. Wow. You absolutely are going to look like an angel. Though I never thought of angels as being black-headed, but whatever. You talk about good-looking. Well, these fix-em-up ladies, that's always a fix-em. And just almost devours herself with her concern about her looks. You know, one guy said to me, he said, it takes my wife 3 hours to get ready just to go to the grocery store. I said, well, be patient. Where the need is greater, it takes longer. So be patient with your wife. You see, the Lord has a beauty shop. Read about in the Old Testament. He had special folks that he had to fix them up where they look good. The Lord's good beauty shop. Now, I've got news for you. God can work on you. You won't believe how good you look. You just take an average looking person and fill them full of the Holy Ghost and love, and you won't believe how good they look. It is said that Amanda Smith was the ugliest woman ever born. None of her features went together. She had huge lips and ears, and she was an old black holiness preacher. But they said when she would stand and sing, that tears would just start pouring over the whole congregation, and they'd hear folks say out loud, isn't she beautiful? Isn't she beautiful? When you get done all that fixing and worrying, let the Lord Jesus fix you up a little bit. So that he is the first begotten of the dead. Well, we're going to see Jesus. Going to see Jesus. I love to preach about that. Love to sing about it. I was preaching one night and I talked about this little boy that had never seen his mother. And the reason I preached about that night, the fellow asked me before church, he said, you talking about seeing Jesus? How are you going to know him when you get there? You've never seen him, have you? I said, well, let me explain it to you. This little boy was born blind and never seen his mother. When the other kid said, if you don't want to eat with you, you're nasty with your food, Mom said, I'll eat with you. When the other kid said, if we can't play ball with you, Mom said, come out and you and I'll pass ball. She laid her hand on that fevered head in the black of the night and asked God to spare her little boy. Then one day the doctor said, due to new technique and know-how and surgery that couldn't be done, but can't be done now. We don't guarantee it, but there's a possibility you might see. They did the surgery, put the bandages around his face. The weeks went by. There came the big day when they take him off, and all the family and doctor, nurses, and friends filled the room, and the doctor removed the bandages. Then the doctor said, "Tim, can you see?" That wasn't the voice he was waiting for. He didn't answer the doctor. The mother began to weep. She thought, "Oh, as much as he loves me, he'd have done run to me if he could see." But she'd forgotten he'd never seen her. In her tears, she said, "Tim, you're still blind, aren't you, darling?" He said, "No, Mom, I'm not blind, and I love you." And he ran to her and put his arms around her neck and little fingers through her hair. And he said, "Mom, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. When I see Jesus, glory, hallelujah, that one that walked with me through the long, dark valley and brushed the tears off of my face and put the glory in my soul and made life worth living, I'll need no introduction. I'll know him. Hallelujah. I'll know him on that day. Blessed be his name." Well, you're going to have a redeemed body, free from temptation and everything that's carnal. All animal appetites are forever gone. You'll have a literal physical body like Jesus. He said, "Behold my hands and my feet, handle me and see." And they gave him fish and honeycomb. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, "We will drink this new in the Father's kingdom." What a meal in heaven that's going to be. Put a great big steak on your plate, some tossed salad, nice tea, and a hot roll. And David would get out the harp and begin to play, "Far away in the depth of my spirit flows a melody sweeter than song. In celestial like strains, it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite psalm." And then they'll have Gabriel get the trumpet. And while we're having dessert, he will play, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you'll have a glorified body, but you're going to look so much better. My friends will all say, "What an improvement. I knew you, but barely did." They'll say to Cal Ray Evans, "I thought I'd never see you when you'd be 6'4", with a 32-inch waist and curly hair." But gone is the gasp of death. The twisted body is gone. The open grave is closed forever. Broken loved ones have their hearts healed again. The empty places are filled, and we're home with the Lord. And there's never an empty chair, nor an empty place. And the funeral director will never get a hold of you. Glory be to God. Let me tell you what else is going to happen. You'll never attend a cold church service again for all eternity. Hallelujah. And there won't be some old dried up prunes hanging around trying to accuse you of working it up. Now, just because you asked me to preach, I'm not going to preach all night. Now, God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by His own power. The resurrection is actual. It's the real thing. Listen, we've got a little problem here. So this is a memorial service. So we're going to bury Brother Enoch, but he got away from us. He said, "We got a casket here, but there ain't nobody in it." He said, "Enoch was walking down the road, and he was not, for God took him." Elijah said, "Elisha, keep your eye on me. I'm going to show you something you never saw at the seminary." And that's where he was enrolled in, you know, the seminary that day. He said, You watch me. You want to see an old homeless preacher leave the ground? Keep your eyes on me. I'll show you what it's like. You've never seen anything like this. Hallelujah be to Jesus. Poor old John sitting out there on the Isle of Patmos with bleeding hands and broken heart. And the angel came down from God and tapped him on the shoulder and said, "This will help you. Look at where you're going to be living soon." And he said, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. He will be their God, and they shall be His people. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more sorrow, nor suffering, nor crying, for the former things have all passed away. And He that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh will inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son, and I will lead him out the green pastures and the still waters, and he shall go no more out. Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. Well, the charcoal and the diamond are the same substance. Only one is carbon in humiliation, and the other is carbon in all of its glory. You can walk by the grave of your loved one and shake your fist at the devil and shout as loud as you can, I'm on my way home. We're going to join up together. Home again over there. My old dad would show that gold tooth. Reach out that old hand that was always bleeding and bruised from the sawmill. You say, I believe my boy made it. And my mother, who was such a beautiful musician, with those old arthritic hands all straightened out now, she'll say, son, sit down by me like you used to do in the old revival, and I'll play and you'll sing. And she'll play that great big organ over there in heaven, and I'll sit right down by her and sing with her. Glory to Jesus. Now, we'll come to a close now. I'm trying to remember what that old black preacher told me that I preached for. He was giving me some advice. He said, now, preacher, don't forget to put on the rousements down toward the end of it. So, you put rousements on the end of your sermons, did you? I heard him preaching down in the motel room. I said to the Holiday Men, nagged him on at dawn, don't we'd already preached it. I don't know why I was trying to boost him. It had already been done. I've heard these radio preachers say now, pray for me while I bring this message out there in radio land. And they fixed it up 2 weeks ago back there. We're going to enjoy absolute perfection. For the Bible says we'll be kings and priests unto God. Well, these little old church positions they try to get. I've told them, you can have my part of it too. I'm into the big stuff. We'll be a king and a priest unto God. We're going to be beautiful. All of you will be. There is no beauty that we should desire Him. We'll be full of praise. For the Bible said His praise will be forever, continually in their mouth. We'll never be tired and weary again. If it's a sin to get tired, I'd never make it. But it's not. I think I'm going to shout about the first 1,000 years. Just run around, hoot and holler and shout. Never get tired, never get weary. You'll stay forever young. No age spots, no false teeth, glasses and braces, diet pills and all that kind of stuff. And the best thing of all is you're going to be home to stay. Amen. My wife right now is heavy in the cemetery stuff. I don't understand that, but she is. She visits her dad's grave all the time, burns a lantern there at night he used to hunt with. And she's fixing ours up. And she asked me if she could put what she and the kids wanted to put on mine. I said, I don't care what you put on it. I'm not going to get out and read it. I don't care what you put on it. And besides, I thought so much about it, as afraid of graveyards as I am, I don't know how I'm going to be happy there anyway when they get me buried. But she said, Bob, we saw you come and go so much, we want to put a text out of the Bible on your tombstone. So they're putting, and he shall go no more out. Never again. You can call me all you want to, and I ain't coming up here after that. I'll be home. Rock on my front porch. For 1,000,000 years, I won't. and bathe in the sunlight of God's eternal love and victory, and I'll be home. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get a new body. Going to live a new life. Amen. Amen.